بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 111 of Surah Yusuf, the last ayah of the surah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرًا. Certainly in their incidents, in their stories is an ibarah, is a lesson. Who is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala referring to in their story? So one opinion of the ulama is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to Yusuf alayhi salam, his father Yaqub alayhi salam, and the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. And another opinion is qasasihim, their incident will mean the incidents of the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about in the Quran from cover to cover, whether it was Adam alayhi salam, whether it was Nuh alayhi salam, Hud, Saleh, whoever the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala was, Allah Ta'ala is referring to all of them. When we look particularly at the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, at the very beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala referred to this as Ahsanul Qasas. It is the best, the most excellent of all the incidents that had taken place. And of course, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has left many, many lessons for each of us. One, like Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi, when he introduces this portion in his tafsir, he says that this is an incident of an ashiq. This is an incident of a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that at all times showed his commitment to Allah Rabbul Izzat, even though the conditions were not conducive, the conditions were difficult, individuals like his brothers had become difficult, but yet Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salat wa salam showed in his whole life that forbearance, that perseverance, that endurance, and all of this was indicating his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here we take out a very, very great lesson of Allama Alusi rahimahumullah. Many of us have a misconception that our love for Allah Rabbul Izzat means our dedication only to Allah, and we forget the rest of mankind, the rest of the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now we can go on that when we see the perseverance of Yusuf alayhi salam, the forgiveness of Yusuf alayhi salam, the forgiveness of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, we saw the brothers' enmity, the jealousy, but at the end of it, we also saw that they seeking forgiveness from Yusuf alayhi salam, and they seeking forgiveness from Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. So if a person was ill-tempered, ill-mannered, he had bad temperament, bad character, we learn the lesson from there of asking for forgiveness when we realize our error and we not go on arrogantly. Nonetheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لِأُولِي albab, for the people of intelligence. Albab, the word albab comes from the word lubbun in Arabic, is singular, which means pure intelligence, pure intelligence. When that intelligence is not contaminated by any form of stupidity, by any form of foolishness, then of course a person will be able to take the lessons, not only narrate and relate the lessons, not only refer to it, but bring it into their lives. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. Then Allah Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى, that this Qur'an is not a fabricated tale, a fabricated story. Of course, it is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it was not fabricated by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْ. However, this Qur'an is a tasdiq. It verifies, it confirms what came before the Qur'an. Here Allah ta'ala did not specify what came before the Quran, many of the commentators have narrated that when we looked into not only the Torah, Injil and the Zabur, but when we looked into the scriptures of the Anbiya alayhi salam that had come after Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, then we found that the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was included in all the different scriptures, and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam spoke about the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. So the Quran verifies all the other scriptures, and one important aspect, because this Quran in itself is a mu'jiza, it is a miracle of Allah, it does not need any other kitab to verify the Quran Sharif. وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and the Quran is a tafsil, it is an explanation of each and everything that a person requires in life, in our individual capacity, insofar as our ibadat, our dealings in business, social etiquette, and of course in the broader spectrum of governance, like we saw in the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. In every aspect the Quran is a tafsil, it is an explanation. Wahudan, and the Quran is a means of hidayah, guidance. Warahmatan, and it is a means of rahma, liqawmin yu'minun, for the people who have brought iman in the Quran. The Quran is a guidance for all of mankind, but of course it was those that had brought iman accepted the guidance of the Quran Sharif. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and may Allah ta'ala keep us on the sirati mustaqim, and we use this Quran and we understand this Quran and we draw from the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik.